This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Okay, we're on to our next guest, Neil.
We have Brogan Swan, who is well, you and David talked to Brogan last week.
But we did indeed.
And I heard some of it. But now Brogan is, let me just make sure that Brogan is on the phone. Welcome to the show, Brogan.
Thank you, guys. Great to be back.
Oh, good. It did work. I'm amazed when technology always works like it yeah. should. I shouldn't be nowadays, but... Now, Brogan, now we wanted to talk to you now about the Mang Yung Galleries. Now, yes. Obviously, our listeners heard a little, well, our listeners, we do have, loyal listeners who listen week by week, but maybe there are some that didn't hear last week's show. So maybe if we just do a little bit of a quick wrap the introduction of who you are and what you do, yep. and then we can go into yep. a little bit more detail about maybe the gallery, and upcoming shows or who you represent.
Yeah, of course. Look, for anyone that missed out last week, I've been working for Mang Yung since the end of last year. I was in the corporate sector for many years and decided to have a change in career path and step down from the corporate life. And I've been a client of Mang Yung's for years with my fiance collecting art, and decided to get into that industry. And it's been a wonderful 8 or 9 months that I've been with the organisation. It's a family-run business that's been going for approximately 52 years this year, established in 1968 down in Mount Eliza on the Mornington Peninsula.
Wow, that's such an interesting change of scene for you, yeah. Brogan. What are some sort of observations that you've had over the last 9 months from your old world to your new world?
Oh, look, I think I'm a lot happier and a lot less stressed getting up. I'm not having to travel from Mount Eliza, where we live, into the city every day to an office, which is fantastic.
Sure.
And I'm doing something, I suppose, that I really have a passion and an interest for, and I've never envisaged that I would ever fall into this industry as a career, but it's just been absolutely wonderful. And the people, the clients that we deal with from all sorts of, walks of life and backgrounds, it's just absolutely fantastic. And more importantly, building connections with our local and interstate artists and their talents as well.
Okay, if you've already talked about this, obviously we'll skip it. But what sort of challenges have you had in switching over to, I suppose, this new field for you?
Look, it was a bit of a shock to the system. But there'd been a lot going on with my family with health, and it sort of put things into perspective. And life is too short, and no point putting things on the back burner. And I just made the decision to sort of step back from the stressful and full-on career that I had. Mm-hmm. My fiance is in the law fraternity, so I've stepped back a bit and I'm at home a bit more, which is wonderful. And I just thought to myself, no, now's the time. No point putting it off into the future.
That's great. Mm-hmm. It's really inspiring.
It is.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I know from last week you were saying that you yourself and your fiance have a particular interest in collecting sculpture. And so I'm wondering, moving into, representing galleries full time, have you sort of had a big upswing in learning about many other different mediums, or how have you sort of acclimatized to the different kinds of artists they represent?
Look, it was very daunting at first because I'd never worked in the industry before, and I'd never pretended that I knew everything and everything about the art world. But, I in the early days, I've had fantastic support from my peers in the business. We're only a small group of people, and I've learned a lot off them as well, and also with the artists. working out how they develop their artworks and where they get their inspiration from. And I think at the end of the day, it's a learning process, and we're forever learning, you know, no matter what industry, whether it's the arts or something else. But I'm always willing to listen and learn, and I think I've adapted quite well to this new world that I'm within.
Is it getting dangerous for you, Brogan? Are you out there all the time looking at things going, oh, maybe I'll just put that aside. I quite like that.
Well, it is. It's very dangerous. I'm a bit, you can call myself a bit of a compulsive buyer. My other half has to rein me in. But we were meant to have our engagement party during the COVID break, and we decided to put that on the back burner. So we decided to buy some more bronze sculpture for the house and put it on that instead. So yes, it has been a bit damaging, but perhaps it's cheaper than putting on a lavish get together, a celebration. But it's at the end of the day, they're artworks that we love, that we enjoy, and their pride of place in our home for years to come.
Sure, and you've got them forever as well, so that's exciting.
Well, that's the plan, I hope so, absolutely.
So tell us about Man Young.
Oh, look, I can give you a bit of a background or history on the name Man Young and the business if you're happy to listen to it.
Sure.
But basically, the history behind the name Man Young was it was founded about 50 years ago, as I said, in 1968. It was originally named after a large farm called Man Young Farm, which was established by the early settlers to the Port Phillip area and in Mount Eliza, and that was around 1860. The gallery itself was originally established in about the 1920s, and it started in a very modest format within the confinements of a wooden farmhouse, which had then been originally replaced by a small farm cottage that was originally built in the late 1800s. Basically, it grew over the years. It developed as it went through a number of hands of ownership. We started on the Nepean Highway, which is where the old gallery was situated. And many people who may have passed through Mount Eliza over the years probably would have either stopped there to have a look around or stopped for a glass of wine or a meal, because we had a cafe restaurant there. Eventually we moved into the village of Mount Eliza, where we moved into a newer and more modern facility. But look, the great thing is that we have a connection, a very special connection, I should say, to the Indigenous community, as in the Indigenous land around the peninsula. And I believe from memory, the tribe or the people of the land are the Binuarong people. So if anyone's interested out there, they can look that up online. But look, we've grown and we've expanded to 5 to 6 gallery spaces. We're not in Mount Eliza at the moment. We're waiting a new gallery space to be built, but we're still fully operational from Mornington up in Malvern, our Sorrento gallery, as well as 2 gallery spaces in Flinders, which is where I spend most of my time.
I was going to ask you, Brogan, now I noticed that you obviously don't have any current exhibitions, but do you have some planned in the sort of the near future that you can maybe tell us a little bit about, Is it accessible online while I suppose things are shut down at the moment?
Yes, no, look, absolutely. We've been working very hard behind the scenes during the COVID pandemic. Obviously, we had to close the galleries for over 2 months, which was necessary, but it was very, very difficult. But it's given us the chance to sort of establish and pre-plan ahead, I suppose, our online virtual exhibitions. So on our website, on the manyoungallery.com.au, we regularly update with announcements of future online exhibitions that our clients and viewers can go on and look at. Mm-hmm. We are also planning, I believe, one of our local artists to the peninsula, Debbie McKenzie, who does some beautiful works. We're going to be having an exhibition in our Malvern Gallery for her in July, so in a few weeks' time. Those dates can be confirmed on the website. As for our other spaces, we're still in those early stages at the moment, but we'll definitely update that as it comes to hand, as well as on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Okay, and I'm assuming that's your plan, Brogan, is to for local artists, to try and get some exposure up there, down there. Sorry.
Yeah, look, that's what we pride ourselves on as a business: local, being local to Victoria, but also interstate artists. There's so much talent out there, and we're forever seeking new talent, and we have people approaching us quite regularly to come on board with us to showcase their work. So. I think we've got around the 250 artists
wow.
that we've sort of got on the books at the moment. Okay. And that number's, fluctuating from time to time. And we do our very best to, as I say, showcase the talent that we've got here in Australia.
Well, and that's great, Brogan. Thanks for coming to the show. And it was great to for our listeners to get a bit of hear on what's going on. Sorry.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, that's all right. I was just about to ask, how can people find you?
Oh, that's right. Yes, sorry.
Yeah. no, that's fine. So, look, there's a couple of platforms that we're on. So, of course, we're on Facebook. So if you just look up Man Young Gallery, you'll be able to locate us on there. Instagram. So, again, look up Man Young Gallery on Insta. And, of course, our website, which is manyounggallery.com.au. And just for the listeners, just so you know, it's spelled MANYUNG.
Thanks so much, Brogan. It was great to talk to you again.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Brogan Swan here from Man Young Gallery on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.